Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Christian Shepherd, or am I?
And welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I am okay today.
We have a mediocre episode for you today.
Yes.
No.
I make no guarantees.
We have Lost in review. Next on Lost, we only have the episode title. They haven't released the...
Well, that's big, pretty stingy.
The press release on it yet.
Jerks. So
we don't have that to say yet. We'll have to just go to that later,
I guess.
Them out. We have a lot of listener feedback. New listener theory of the week that I think will challenge Jack's crackpot theory of Jacob and Locke are the same man. For even more crackpotty than that.
What's worse than mine?
I think it's more crackpotty than any crackpot theory you've ever given.
That's impossible.
So I think you have to give up your crackpot theorist crown.
It is not my... Well, keep saying, though, it's not my crackpot theory.
Also, a special treat today. We are announcing a lot of things coming up in these coming weeks about the Lost finale party that we are doing with Global Cash Card. And today we had Michael Purcell sit with us for about 10 minutes to unveil some of the... surprises and stuff in store for our Lost finale party, and stick around for that towards the end of this episode. We are going to announce our first confirmed guest actor from the show Lost. So stick around for that.
I'm nervous.
So we got a lot of stuff to get to in this episode, Jack, so let's not waste any time.
We'll stop talking.
It's time for Lost in Review. Oh, and remember, today's the last day to use your 15% coupon over at cardkingdom.com. Remember, the Rise of Eldrazi goes on sale today at cardkingdom.com, and you can use the coupon code JANDJACK to get a 15% discount on your entire order, which is great. So cardkingdom.com, coupon code JANDJACK. So here we go, Lost in Review.
Each week there's one thing to do, it's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode, it's Lost in Review.
Alright, it's Lost in Review time, looking back on this week's episode, The Last Recruit. Have you decided on who The Last Recruit is yet, Jack?
You know, getting a lot of emails and everyone has a different answer. I'm holding out.
Okay. All right. Well, there's actually not a lot of Easter egg type stuff to get into in this episode. So just a couple of things here. Now, Jack, you've enjoyed rubbing in my face, you know, Locke dead on a beach, you know, lying there in the sand, right?
Yes.
So for the first, clip art.
Hold on a second. I like Locke, so it's not like I enjoyed seeing him dead on the beach.
But you like rubbing it in my face. Rubbing the sand in my face.
Well, it's kicking sand in your face because you guys just all summer were whining and crying. Saying,
okay, well, here you go. So, and you know, you're a big Jack supporter. You're like, oh, Jack's the man, blah, 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 blah. Well, here, how do you like that one?
Yeah, but at least he's still alive. Or is he? Is he alive? People are saying he's dead. I think he... Does it matter? As long as he cries...
Is that all you care about at this point? That's all we care about. For those that may have forgotten, if you're subscribed to the AAC version, Super Deluxe, I just showed a picture right there, and you hear a little camera sound. That means there's a picture. Go look on your iPod or your iPads.
Ooh.
Last thing I just wanted to bring up here, I guess we missed this when this happened, but Zoe said that she said to turn off the pylons.
And I did hear it the second time I watched it. And just some news to you guys, if you're responding with an email that says, I don't know if anyone's told you this yet. They've already told us.
But if you look at it, though, the way it was all shot, it was just like, they're going to die.
Well, the reason I couldn't hear is because Jay's big mouth was saying, oh, my God, they're going to fry him. They're going to fry him. I didn't hear her say, and you hear Zoe say, turn off the fence. But
that wasn't enough time to really turn him off.
This is the same guy that fried the guy that was inside there checking to see what
everything exactly.
was working. Is that the guy in charge of turning off the... So we don't know.
Exactly. They killed some poor guy there. I got it.
Oh, here's the problem. The switch isn't on. Oh, the guy's in there. Oh, no. Luckily, these two guys are, Sun and Jin are kind of main characters. So
yeah.
you know, Dopey Boy couldn't be up there flipping the switch. I didn't know. But we did mess that, and I do apologize for everyone playing at home that reminded us that we did.
All right, Jack, do you have anything else you want to say about this episode?
Yeah, when Jack and Menelaok are and they're having their talk, you know, they're talking stuff, then Claire comes up and talk. When they walk out of the jungle, when they're first talking, it's dark. Mm-hmm. Because Locke takes the torch away from Hurley. He just kind of, well, Hurley's hands it to him. It's dark. When they came walking out, it was light.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, they've Damon and Carlton have talked about this before, with, you know, it being light and dark. That's kind of
the shooting schedule.
I'm
just trying to be,
but still, it does seem rather significant.
I was just trying to be a nitpicker.
Yeah, I know.
Kate insists she's not a murderer. I'm not a murderer. I'm not.
You know, but I think it is. In this flash sideways, I don't think she did kill her father.
Hmm. Maybe it was an accident.
Yep. Well, remember at Comic-Con in the America's Most Wanted, they had, she didn't kill her father. She killed like her father's apprentice or whatever.
The assistant.
The assistant. So.
So is it really murder when you make a mistake like that? When you kill the person you're not supposed to be
killing? That's involuntary manslaughter, right?
Right. So it's like, oops, I'm sorry. It's like golf, a mulligan. Aren't you allowed one mulligan if you kill someone by accident?
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I think that is the rules. If you look closely, I think there's like a get out of jail free card.
Okay.
You hand that. You got to be careful when you use it though, but you could accidentally kill another person. Then where are you? It's like, oh man.
Are you speaking from experience, Jeff?
Yeah, I shouldn't have used it so early in life. Darn.
I should have saved it for that tax evasion.
Yes. What was I thinking? If, you know, you kill someone by accident, you get like 5 years. You get tax evasion, you're just like 15 years in jail. So.
You really weren't weighing your options properly. Right.
But which prison is worse to go to, the tax evasion one or the accidentally killing someone, manslaughter?
Not sure.
I don't want to go to either one.
This is not Lost related. So. No.
Well, it is when you're talking about Kate. Zoe, when she walks into the camp, Zoe. I listened to this like 10 times. Uh-huh. She says, "Where's man in charge?" I swear, she didn't say, "Where's the man in charge?" She might have said the...
Uh-huh.
I couldn't hear it. I know I'm old and I'm fighting a cold, so my hearing's not that great. But it said, "Where's man in charge?"
Okay.
So go back and listen to it. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I swear she said, "Where's man in charge?"
Okay.
Also, I had Zoe said, "Turn off the fences." Oops. Okay. When Sun and Jin were hugging, really touching scene, and everything was loving. And did you see Kate and Claire's face? Little bit of jealousy.
Oh, is there now?
If you look, they go, is that what really love is, to love someone? And you care about them, and you know they die, and you don't just kick them to the curb 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a little bit of look a little angry there.
Well, you can't be jealous of. I mean, that's not cool, man.
But that's what they were. You look at the scene again. It's like going.
You look at what Sun and Jin have, and that's something
especially
beautiful.
Especially Claire. Claire was like going. Just had that look on her face like,
really? Do you have to kiss for this long?
You
seriously?
Know, gosh. You know, my boyfriend.
Get a room.
My boyfriend left me, and then the other guy that liked me died.
But I didn't really like him.
Yeah, because I still.
But, you know, he can't be mad at. They haven't seen each other in over 3 years.
I'm not the one. I wasn't the
she
one.
She thought he was dead.
I wasn't the one mad. I'm just saying. It just looked like they were a little bitter, a little upset.
All right. Do you have anything else to talk about this, Jack?
The only thing I had is when Menelaok was talking to Jack first, he said. You know, and he said he was Christian. He said that something about, I wanted to lead you to water. Now, was he telling the truth, or was that John Locke coming through? Because a lot of people don't think he was Christian Shepherd.
Why not, though? I mean, I think the answer is just plain and simple. He was Christian Shepherd.
How did he get it. How did he get off the island? It's a guy that can't get off
the
island. That
is something else. Maybe that really was Christian Shepherd's ghost.
Really,
or maybe that, but then at that time, wasn't Jack starting to get into the booze and stuff like that? That could have just been, you know, a vision to him.
Well, remember when he first saw Christian Shepherd in the hospital, the smoke detector went off. And that was at an inside, hey, the smoke detector is smoky, Christian Shepherd. So.
Or maybe he could get off the island if Jacob let him get off, but he was still, like, under Jacob's reins.
What, he'd have to wear, like, a bracelet around his ankle?
Yeah, one of those anklet things.
Anklet things. Boop, boop. Sorry, you're going too far. Come back here. I don't know. It's a lot of people have questions about it. I'm not 100% sure. I woke up last night thinking about it, going, How could? Why would he be on the boat with Michael? And he was very compassionate. He said, "You can go now." Would that something that a mean guy would do? You
well,
can
no,
go
I mean,
now.
He's had caring moments, but he's also had bad moments. So, but it is a good,
good
point. It does seem like the Christian Shepherd we've seen hasn't been the same as John Locke, but maybe he inherits different personality traits depending on who the person is.
Plus, wasn't Christian Shepherd, we first see him in the water? When Jack first sees him with Rose, he's in the water. No, he's in the bush. Then later on with Kate, he's in the water, right?
Yeah.
He's standing in the water.
Yeah, he is.
Now, we heard he can't go in water.
Well, we haven't heard he can't go in water, just that he can't leave. He can't fly off the island.
Right.
He can't take his smoke. I think what it is, he can't take his smoke form
and go
leave
off
the island.
So maybe when he was Christian Shepherd, he got in the lighthouse and kind of saw how the world was. And
maybe when he was Christian Shepherd, he just got on the sub and that's how he got to LA.
And it's always bugged me why would Jacob save John Locke? If John Locke was the loophole, why would you save him?
Because maybe that's part of the process, because he was a candidate. He needed to have a chance.
All right.
Got to give people choices. And if Locke did sacrifice himself to finally, you know, get it in Jack's head that this is all happening for a reason, that to turn Jack into a man of faith so he could become the new Jacob, then it was all worth it, wasn't it?
I guess.
So that's why you saved John Locke. Sure, it ended up being Jacob's death, but...
So for the greater good.
For the greater good.
And John Locke was actually a hero.
He died for a reason.
Not a goat. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize it.
But that's what he died for. Because Jack was still didn't believe him until he saw that Jeremy Bentham was dead.
He was man of whiner.
All right, Jack.
That's all I got.
Let's get into some next on Lost.
The TV show.
Here we go.
May contain spoilers. Only the title.
Not really, just the title.
Next on Lost, the TV show. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time. It's not next week, and it's not in a couple days. It's in 2 weeks.
And a lot of people are upset,
a week and a half.
But I'm happy. I needed a break.
It's tough. It's kind of, you know, I think it's good just to kind of take a minute to digest some of these things. We only have 4 episodes left. I think we need to enjoy them.
And they're gonna be packed together. There's gonna be
it's four episodes.
Two in 1 week, right?
Yeah. There's gonna be one that Tuesday, and then the series finale that Sunday.
That's gonna be a crazy week.
So the next episode that we're gonna have, which is going to be on May 4th,
I believe.
Yep, May 4th. That episode title is gonna be called The Candidate. So what do you think that's gonna be?
So we have the last recruit and the candidate.
Yes.
It's gotta be the person that's gonna take over. The final person, right?
Possibly. Interesting.
I haven't looked at any spoilers or anything, so I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see where they take that, where they go with it. I still don't think Jack's the last recruit, so.
Who do you think it is?
Maybe Jack was the last recruit on the Man of Faith side.
Could be.
And, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see how that one goes. So yeah, it's interesting to see. Maybe you guys give some feedback on what you think it's about. And we'll put that in one of our hiatus shows. But I remember our hiatus shows are on Tuesday. We're going to post our segment that we did with Jorge Garcia on the Autism Speaks podcast. He unveiled
thought that was Thursday.
No, we're doing that Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
And then Thursday we are. Oh, you know what?
I thought you were doing Chris White on Tuesday Jorge on Thursday.
So then
Friday.
We do Chris White. We are doing a podcast with the producer of the Official Lost podcast, Chris White.
Your hated arch enemy.
Arch enemy. Finally, we can do battle. That's going to be on Tuesday or Wednesday morning. And then the interview with Jorge Garcia will be up on the Friday morning. So that's what we're doing for our hiatus week. A lot of good stuff.
Cool beans.
All right. So, Jack, you ready to get some listener feedback?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
right, so center feedback time. Got some emails to get into here.
Yes.
Do you want me to go first, Jack?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Okay. I'll go first then. All right, this one is titled, "Hey, just had a question. I wanted to know, why is Locke lying to Jack? He told him he had appeared to him as his father back in season one. But if that's true and he's doing it, then how did he get off the island and appear to Jack again after the Oceanic Six had returned home? Thanks, Corey in Tennessee."
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I don't...
You know, I just reading that, though, it reminds me. He only admitted to him being there then.
Right.
Doesn't mean he was Christian Shepherd the other time.
Yeah, he said he was helping him get, you know, get the water.
Yeah. So it doesn't, but it doesn't mean he was him all the time.
But I thought we were told that Jacob has not taken over anyone's body. What was the actual quote? Anyone that's died on the island?
Wait, what do you mean?
Because we've all, someone asked the question at Comic-Con, has Jacob been any other seen?
It's not, but it's not Jacob. So that answer doesn't matter.
So who is it?
What do you, it's man in black.
Off the island?
Oh, they might be the ghost.
He was the one that was telling Michael, go ahead, go home. You're free to go. Blow yourself up.
That was on the island, though. That counts as island.
But why would Man in Black do that?
Because remember, he's kind of like the servant of Jacob before he died, it seems like. Or, you know, I mean, maybe he was just kind of being nice to him before he died. Who knows? I mean, we don't know the full reason of that yet.
Okay.
But go ahead, go to yours.
All right, this one says, "Darth Vader Lives." This is from Louise in Boston. "I had a Darth Vader Lives t-shirt. Forget Frodo. All the Frodo Lives sightings were graffiti." I was right. There was Darth Vader Lives.
Okay.
So what's the Frodo hate?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't like I like Lord
of
the Rings.
Just throwing it out.
This one's titled, "Proof of Man in Black as Christian Shepherd." "Hi, guys. When Man in Black told Jack he appeared to him as Christian Shepherd and Jack asked why, didn't he say it was because Jack needed water? I took this to mean that it really was Man in Black, because how else would he have known that Jack was looking for water at the time? On the other hand, if it really was Man in Black appearing as Christian, how did he appear on the freighter if he supposedly can't travel over water? Are there multiple Christian Shepherds running around? Frank from Oakland." We don't know for sure what the extent of his inability to go over water or whatever that is. I mean, we don't have that defined yet.
It is the biggest question of this week.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just gone through some of the emails this week so far. Mm-hmm. That seems to be that Zoe said to turn off the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So that and Christian Shepherd have been the two most common emails. I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about it.
Okay.
This one's entitled, "Who Hasn't Flock Spoken To?" I can tell you right now, Jay. This one's from Laura. "I was listening to the first part of the podcast on the way to work today, and you got me thinking, who Locke MIB hasn't spoken to yet? I think the only person is Miles. I'm thinking this may turn out to be a very important. This may be turn out to be very important. What do you think?"
It could be.
He hasn't talked to him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think? Do you think Miles talks to him before he dies? Because I think Miles is going to die.
You think Miles is going to die?
Sorry, Ken. But I think your character is going to be killed off.
I don't know. It's just I think Miles' significance is kind of done right now. Aside from being kind of flashed sideways, secondary character, he went off with Albert.
Right, and Ben.
Yeah. So
unless Ben dies and he has to find out where something's at.
Yeah, possibly.
Would they kill off Ben? Hmm. Well, they can kill off Hurley. They can kill off Ben. So
yeah. All right, here's my last one here. "Resolution of the two timelines. I'm just anxious to see how the island timeline and the sideways timeline get resolved. Here's a thought. On the island, everyone from Oceanic 815 dies but Jack and Locke. Off the island, all the people who die on the island continue to live their lives as if the plane had never crashed. Off the island, Jack and Locke die in some freak accident. Of course, Locke is in bad shape right now, and their timeline's in. On the island, Jack becomes a new Jacob and continues to live in his battle with Locke." Huh, well, that'd be interesting.
I like it. Good theory. This one's entitled, "Jack's Crackpot," from PrinceFan32. "Has Jack's crackpot theory really happened yet? Jack has not operated on Locke yet. Does Locke become a patient once Jack walks into surgery? Or does he actually have to operate?" Well, Locke became his patient once he looked at the X-ray. Mm-hmm. Because trust me, the doctor looks at your X-ray, he's sending you a bill. I'm telling you. Next time you have surgery, look at all the anytime you have do anything at the doctor, look at, well, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he looked at this. He looked at that. Not complaining to the doctors out there, because right now I need you. But but you get bills from, yeah, he it counts. It's official.
Okay. All right.
Just want to clear up, because we had a few people saying that. I said, come on, guys. Technicality. He looked at the X-ray. He's sending Locke a bill.
It's true. That's what I think. But maybe a doctor can let us know.
Well, if, you know, sure, we're going to get one doctor. I'll say, hey, I don't do that.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into the phone calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Marvin from Georgia. And just wanted to let you know a theory that I've got about Lost and about the kid in the woods that we keep seeing. I don't believe, like some of the callers, that this guy is going to be Jacob that grows up and just replaces himself. I think there's a reason that they're candidates, and I don't think it's because he's coming back. I mean, if anything, right now they need a replacement, and we're not seeing one. So I think that he's looking for one of the candidates to replace him. And so that's why he's only appearing right now to candidates. They're the only ones that can see him. And I think that when he's ready, he's going to go up to one of these candidates and choose one to be his replacement. I think Manon Locke is scared of that, and that's why he doesn't want anybody to speak to him, because as we've learned so far, that once they speak, it's already too late. So he wants to keep them from talking to the boy. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks a lot. Love you guys. Been listening to you for several years now. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Matt from Ohio, a longtime listener, first-time caller in. I've written in before. I've noticed when I download from your website, it comes up under the artist as Jeremiah Glatfelter. And I'm just wondering who that is, because I've seen it come up many times, and I always have to rename it to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. So, yeah, if you could maybe shed some light on that, it would be great. Thanks for the show, and here's to 4 great more episodes of Lost.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Joe. I just got done watching the episode, The Last Recruit, and I just realized something, that Jack didn't make the choice of going to talk to John. Hurley did. He asked Hurley's permission to go talk to John, so it wasn't really Jack's idea to go talk to him. It was Hurley's. Hurley's gave him the permission. So when Claire said, you joined him as soon as you talked to him, it wasn't his decision to join him. It was Hurley's. Hurley told him. So Jack's still not the last recruit, I believe. That's just my theory, and yep, right, thank you.
All right, thank you for those calls.
You know, that's true, but is that like a technicality? Because Dogan told Saeed to go talk to him. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, so Dogan told him not to talk to him.
Yeah.
Just stab him in the heart and run away. So, yeah, that could be it. I don't know. He did ask Hurley's permission. Hey, you brought us here. You tell me to do. And Hurley said, you got it, dude.
It is a bit of a technicality.
But at the end,
he still talked to him, though.
He still talked to him, and like Claire said,
and that was kind of a passing of the torch anyway between Hurley and Jack, you know, who was in charge in that situation, right, too.
Hurley's not kind of pulled back because he was afraid of being killed off after I said it. So he went to the writer and said, hey. Jorge Garcia went up to, hey, dude.
Oh, man.
Hey, I want to make it to the end. I don't want to be the leader.
I don't know if that was the case.
I think that's what it was. I think he's a little stressed out over it. But I think it is a technicality, but I think Claire is right that he shouldn't have talked to him. Mm-hmm. You negotiated with him. Kind of like Sawyer did. Sawyer talked to him. Now Sawyer's kind of up the creek right now, right? Mm-hmm. What do we think? Then Matt, Jeremiah Glaffler, everyone has a good side and a bad side. I don't know which side, Jay's side is good. So maybe Jeremiah is the good one.
Yeah, for those that download just the file itself, that's my name, that's my real name, and that's that's what the computer is registered to, and iTunes, like, just automatically names the file, GarageBand automatically names the file that, and I'm too lazy to change it before I upload it.
That would make sense.
And because when you have it on the feed automatically like retags it how it's supposed
to be. Good job with the last name.
But if you download it directly from the site, it'll just be the original file. It won't be the one with all the tags that the podcast feed would put onto it. So that's why.
That's why. Now we know.
Because there was actually an article online a while ago. It was just like, who the F is Jeremiah Glatfelter? Because on my FM radio thing or something like that, Last FM, and I told him, oh, it's me. Do you listen to the last podcast? That's me.
Yeah. So now people know.
Now you know.
And then Marvin, he said that the kid in the wood is not going to grow up to be the Jacob. He's not going to be the replacement. That he's going to pick the replacement. Did I hear that correctly?
I think so.
Now, I got started thinking. I like the theory, but then I started thinking. I go, why does the island need a replacement if everyone's going to either leave or die? And if Man in Black...
Jacob said it. He's the cork. He's keeping Man in Black at bay.
What if Man in Black gets out? Don't need a replacement, right?
Well, and the world ends.
The world ends, okay.
But that's where they're trying to prevent him from leaving. That's the whole point.
So what if Widmore's figured out a way to kill Man in Black?
Well, then there is no reason for
anyone
to be there.
So the island doesn't need him, and then the island just sinks because it's done its job.
Yeah. If Man in Black is killed somehow, I guess.
Now, okay, so if Man in Black survives, but he's stuck on the island, the new replacement is Jack.
Uh-huh.
Let's say, for our sense of argument, Jack. And say Jack and Kate stay behind.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what's going to happen. Does Jack now start bringing people to the island?
To replace him?
No, to persuade, to show Man in Black that people can change. Or is it this whole end game, they're going to see that people made sacrifices and people did for the greater good. They're going to see that John made sacrifices for his friends and for the greater good.
Well, everyone
that's left on the island is going to somehow... people.
Sure, it was to show him that, but the main purpose for bringing people to the island was to find Jacob's replacement.
And then Man in Black can go, oh, I get it now. People can be good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. But
now I go?
The point of bringing people there is to find his replacement. That was the point of bringing people there. Out of those people, he needed to find a replacement.
Well, you remember when they're talking on the beach, he says, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he said that, but in the end game, though, is for him to find a replacement, it seems like, with all the candidates and the numbers and all that kind of stuff. And there's only 6 candidates left. That's the main goal of Jacob in bringing people to the island, it seems like to me. All right, Jack, let's get to the next set of calls.
All right.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Ray out of Miami, Florida. Got a crackpot theory for you guys. What if these two parallel dimensions that we think are happening are actually all one? So what if the sideways reality is actually the future and everything that's happening in the island is currently the past? That will explain Jack's little scar, how they remember things here and there. And what if at the end of the season or the end of everything that happens, they help the black smoke get off the island at a cost? Because a lot of people say you make deal with the devil, and then he takes something from you, or there's a trick to his agreement. So that will explain why everybody seems to be happy, but they've lost something at the same time. So I think the sideways is the future, and what's happening now on the island is actually the past, and eventually everything will lead into the sideways, and that's why they're so adamant about going back and changing how things are, because pretty much maybe the black smoke fixed it. And also, the little kid that we keep seeing in the forest, I believe that's Jacob. He's growing back up, becoming Jacob, because if the black smoke guy can survive a knife to the heart, why would Jacob not be able to survive being burned in fire? It's supposed to be all powerful. So I think Jacob is just reincarnating himself again, growing up, and eventually, by the end of the season, he will become full-grown Jacob. And also with the sideways dimensions being all one, that's why they destroyed the island in the first scene when the season started, because the black smoke didn't want to get contained there, so they had to destroy the whole island in order to get their wishes granted. That's my theory, and I'll stick to it.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Andrew from Santa Barbara, California. Last episode, you had mentioned that you thought that Vincent had been killed. Well, I think that he's actually been dead since the beginning, and Jacob has been in his body the whole time. Episodes like Exposé, where Vincent led people to do certain things, is evidence that he could be, you know, steering people to do that all the entire time. Tell me what you think. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, this is Hannah and Molly from Portland, Oregon, and we're just calling with our theory. So watching this last episode, we noticed that Zach and Emma are still hanging around with Cindy. And so now we're, like, convinced that Zach and Emma are going to end up being Adam and Eve, and I think that would be completely awesome. So thanks. Hope you get on the show. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Could be basically Manilock killing him because he doesn't like kids.
Well, they were with, you know, they were in that area where all the bombs were going down.
I didn't see him. I looked and I didn't see Cindy on the beat. I could be wrong. I did see the extra that we saw walking around.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw around, when we were on the, we snuck on the set. But I didn't see Cindy and the kids there.
Okay.
But they could have been. There was a second bomb going off. I don't know. Maybe they're. But could they be Adam and Eve?
I say no. That's just my opinion.
Because there wasn't a teddy bear, right? They didn't find a teddy bear there.
I mean, I guess they could grow up, you know, and then die. But, no, I don't think so.
I'm going to say no.
It's got to be more significant than that.
I'm just going
to
say, for the sake of argument,
okay,
no. Okay. And then, Andrew, that Vincent has been dead from the start. So it's Man and Vincent?
That would be interesting. That would be interesting if, yeah.
I know a lot of people thought he was Smokey from this. A lot of people said he was Smokey.
Yeah. And I think that would be a nice twist. And I think it makes sense. It makes sense. Because they always say there's those creepy shots where Vincent would be looking at him and stuff like that.
Yeah. What a creepy dog. And then Ray actually has some good points. Is it the parallel? Is it one's the future, one's the past? What do you think?
I don't know.
I'm not sold on it yet, but could be right. He had some good thoughts. But, you know, he said did mention Jack's cut on the neck. And I don't know if you have any calls about that. Do you have any calls about the cut on his neck?
Well, yeah, because
he sees it
in the explosion, he got a cut on his neck.
Right.
And that's what he saw on the airplane.
Right.
And
we joked about the time he's cut himself shaving.
But it also coincides with Jack right now in the Flash sideways is working on Locke. Maybe that did that trigger it and it's just causing these rifts in their realities?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder how.
Call got me thinking about the. I forgot about the cut on the neck. So I was going,
No, I think there's an email on that. I think I remember reading an email about that or talking to somebody about it. But it does make sense. It's just, I wonder how these Flash sideways worlds are going to relate to it. My thought from the beginning was that the reality is going to crash together. But we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm not really concentrating on those right now. If I said from the start, I'm just concentrating on what's going on the island.
But you can't really ignore the Flash sideways.
I can do whatever I want.
You can't.
Though. I can. It's my life. I can choose to ignore what's going on off.
All right. Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
I like the way John Locke flies through the air when he gets hit by a car. You know with Desmond's face? He didn't even blink an eye when he ran him over. Kind of like Man and Locke did when the bomb went off behind him.
Oh, please. Let's not start this.
No, I'm just saying he didn't blink.
Yeah.
He didn't blink.
Here we go. Next set of calls.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Aaron in Michigan. I've got a really crackpotty theory for you. It's pretty crazy, but here it goes. I think Jack is going to become the smoke monster. I think that's the sacrifice he had to make when Jacob was talking to Hurley at the White House in the earlier episode and told him that there was something that Jack had to do, and he couldn't tell him what it was, that he had to figure it out on his own. I think that's a way to defeat the smoke monster. I think he was once a man just like Jacob, and he ended up with this mantle or this curse of being the smoke monster. And I think Jack can, if he's willing, take that over and either sacrifice himself or somehow trap himself or put himself away where he won't do any harm and release the smoke monster and kind of end this whole thing. So that's pretty crazy, but it was just an idea I had after watching the episode. Great job on the podcast. Thanks.
Hey, Jay. Hello, Jack. I don't know if anyone's mentioned this or not, because I haven't finished listening to all the podcasts, but, you know, I was thinking when Demon Locke and Jack were having their little chat towards the beginning of the show, and Jack said, hey, have you ever been anybody else? And Demon Locke admits, yeah, I was your dad. And, Jack says, so I was chasing through the jungle, why? And Demon Locke says, I was leading you to the water, I was trying to help you. Jack had a perfect opportunity to say, really? Really? Were you trying to help me when you almost sent me over a cliff? Because remember, if you watch White Rabbit, season 1, White Rabbit, Jack goes over a cliff chasing his daddy, And then who should appear but John Locke to help him bring him back up over the cliff to save his life. Also, when Zoe approached the camp to give Demon Locke a radio, and she said, hey, let me show you what we're capable of. First thing I thought was, this is coming from the same science team that just burned up their own guy. So that thing that Desmond was in, that box that Desmond was in. Okay, later.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Beth in Topeka, and I'm calling because I've been thinking about these deals that the Man in Black seems to be making with various people that become his followers. Excuse me. And, for example, the conversation that Saeed and Desmond had at the well about Saeed being reunited with his love. And, of course, there's the debate about whether that love is really Nadia or Shannon. What I think, possibly, in this case, is that Saeed is talking about Nadia, but the man in black is prepared to give him Shannon because Shannon died on the island and he can manifest as Shannon. So he's being set up for a fall. Saeed thinks he's asking for Nadia, and man in black is planning on giving him Shannon. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
That would be a very mean twist.
Well, he brought the person back. I didn't know. I can't keep
track. So what do you think about that, Jack?
I can't keep track of all the people you've been in love with, Saeed. I can't keep track. I mean, he's the one she mourned over that he moped around for several episodes about that one.
But think about it, though. I mean, do you think that's possible?
On this show?
It's a way to bring Shannon back.
Yeah,
one that's always been more of a pro-Shannon person anyway.
Yeah, I've been pro-Shannon.
So
yeah, bring her back. I don't think anyone complain.
All right, okay.
I mean, I'm cool with it either way. But if he didn't kill Desmond, then all bets are off, and whoever was going to come back is now dead, right?
True.
And then we had the...
Maybe that's why we haven't seen Shannon yet in the Flash sideways.
Because Shannon... Saeed didn't follow through on this deal.
Possibly.
Cheater. And then I didn't get the caller's name, but he said Demon Locke. That, you know, he was saying that following his dad almost got him killed.
Uh-huh.
But you know what John would have said? I didn't push you over that cliff. Like he did to do like he always says.
But that helped them talk to John Locke and helped him become a leader.
Yeah, and also gave them a bond. Mm-hmm. It, you know, he actually had some trust and some. You know, John Locke wasn't just that crazy guy killing boars. He was the. Well, he ended up hating him anyway.
Yeah, but at the time it worked. At
the
time it worked.
Because John Locke saved him, or was that ever John Locke? Was John Locke dead when the plane crashed from the start?
Oh, let's not get into this one, please.
Well, that's what people keep sending emails in. I'm just throwing it out there.
I know.
Just throwing it out there. I don't believe that. But I'm just throwing it out there. And then we had Aaron said that Jack would turn into the smoke monster. Would this be the first time in island history that the smoke monster actually cried? What do you think?
Well,
he'd get on there and go, everyone left. I'm stuck on this island. What do you think?
And then he transforms to look like Jack.
Yes. What do you think? Where did Smokey get those tattoos from? I don't know.
Oh. I don't know. What I mean, it could be. It's a possibility.
Well, it's the ultimate sacrifice, right?
Yeah, it is.
I think Jack would sacrifice everything for everyone to get off the island.
Hasn't he done that a couple times already?
But I think this would...
He was already gung-ho throwing an atomic bomb down a well.
Yeah, but
hydrogen bomb.
But he was the one that took the helicopter off the island and made Sawyer get off. Well, he didn't make Sawyer get off, but...
I mean, I don't know. I think he's already gone down that route a couple times.
But I think this would be the final time.
The final time?
He goes, all right, fine, I'll stay. It's me, I'll stay. I'll stay behind. Go ahead, go. And then Kate stays. He's like, okay, all right, things are cool. Let's go find a cave somewhere to die in.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brenda from Tennessee. Just wanted to say that if I had known that Alana was a lawyer, I wouldn't have felt so bad about her blowing up. Have a great day.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Becca from Silver Spring. I am halfway through your Tuesday podcast, so I apologize if somebody said this. But I think that if Jack and Kate stay on the island, they're not going to be Adam and Eve because to replace Jacob, don't you, I guess, gain his immortality? I think Jen and Son are going to be Adam and Eve because they said that they're never going to be apart. And Adam and Eve are still together, even though they're dead. I just don't get the Dharma thing, because didn't they have Dharma outfits on? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for the podcast. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Chris in D.C. Sawyer's a bonehead. He had the boat. He had everyone together. A couple years back, he was sitting on Paula Ferry at gunpoint when Ben turned to Michael and Walt and said, stay on this bearing, it'll take you off the island. He had everything at hand, and he didn't do it.
All right, thank you for those calls.
But hasn't the island since moved? So couldn't the coordinates be off?
Yeah, but you know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
He could have left somehow.
Just stayed on the boat. Remember Desmond was
Sawyer's
just
not playing the Desmond game very
going,
smart right
Desmond
now.
Desmond was going around and around and around.
Yeah, but Desmond was kind of, I'm sorry, Sawyer was kind of stupid if he thought he could trust Widmore in his deal, even though he was going to double cross.
Well, we said in the last podcast, Sawyer's not, he's thinking like Jack now.
Yeah.
We might as well call him Locke, Sawyer. He's losing his cred.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
A little bit.
Do you think that could still be the coordinates getting off the island?
Probably not if the island has moved, but who knows?
But there was food down below, but was there water?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how long it takes to get off the island to go to wherever you have to go. Mm-hmm. Unless you run into, you know, I mean, you can only go so long without water. I don't know if there's water down below. There was food, but was there water?
Where?
Down below when Hurley and the rest of the guys and Frank went down to get some food.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they didn't have enough supplies for the journey and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
He's in a panic because he doesn't want to mess.
But he isn't playing very smart right now. I think we can both agree on that.
No. And the next caller said that it's going to be
Son and Jin. Because if Jack takes over, he becomes an immortal.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, it's not going to be Son and Jin.
Okay.
I just don't see it. They're going to go back home with their child.
See it. Okay, yeah, you're right. They do need to be reunited with their
kid. Wouldn't that be sad?
It would be sad. You're right.
So I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And then Brenda doesn't like lawyers. That was her, not us.
Lawyers, leave us alone.
Yeah, it wasn't us. Don't slap that injunction on us. Well, go ahead.
All right, Jack, you ready for the listener theory of the week?
That's the one you've been touting as the crackiest crackpot theory in the history of the show?
No, it's not the history of the show or... You know, but I think it can give you a run for your money on crackpottiness.
I don't think so.
Well, let's hear it out.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Mike calling from Cleveland. Here's my theory. Beginning of The Last Recruit, when Locke and Jack are talking to each other, and Jack tells, excuse me, Fake Locke, you know, what bothers me is I don't know what the hell you are. And Fake Locke replies, sure you do. What do you mean by that? This is playing off Jack's theory that Jacob and Man in Black are the same person, that in fact, Jack and Locke are one of the same. Not literally the same person like Jack's theory with Jacob and Man in Black, but the yin and the yang to each other. Further, in the first season, when Locke sees Jack on the airplane and seems to recognize him, he recognizes him, but he's looking at himself. He sees the other side of him. And what are we going to see for the very last scene of Lost in the finale? Locke and Jack sitting on a log talking to each other. Further proof of this, season 3 finale, when Jack has Locke on the ground with a gun and tries to shoot him and the gun won't go off. Why? Because they're playing with the same rules that Jacob and Man in Black are playing with. They can't kill each other because they're one and the same. Love the show, guys. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
What do you think about that one?
How can you argue with that? They're all one and the same.
Wait, they're all the same
person.
They're
all one and the same. They can't.
There's not different. This is not an ensemble show. It's just the same guy, but he has multiple personalities.
Now, I could see when Locke's looking at Jack, he's thinking, hey, that could be me. Do you think when Jack's looking at Locke, he's like going, that could be me?
No, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to...
But yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
I like it. It's a very crackety pot theory. I like it.
All right, Jack.
And what does he win?
Oh, he wins. The Gospel According to Lost by Chris Say. So just send in your email. Your
attention, Jack, and I'll send it out the following Friday.
To lostpodcast@gmail.com. All right, Jack. We are going to get into the special announcement.
No, we're
going to
do the contest.
Oh, the contest. All right, so go ahead and get into that.
Okay, I'm going to do all the answers so far that we have so far this year.
Okay.
And this last week. The dude count was 1, Freckles count 2, and Desmond was in this episode. So now we have number 3. Who will speak first was Jack. The first scene was off island. Dude count is up to 46. Son of a bitch count is up to 4. Number 11 on which of the numbers we'll hear first is number 4. Will Jack cry still waiting? 15 is yes. Sawyer's nickname, Doc, was to Jack. Who will we see Kate in handcuffs again? Yes. Will we see Charlie's drive shaft ring again? Yes. Sawyer's freckle count is up to 3. Jacob count, how many episodes is Jacob in? 4. Penny, 1. Desmond, 4. DWG, it's the Titus guy, is 1. Eloise, 1. And that's what we have so far in this contest. And you will win the Gospel According to Lost. They mark Chris Say, and then I gotta do that every week. And the Head First Algebra by Trace Pallone and Dan Pallone. And the top winner will get all that stuff we mentioned a couple weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So, Jack, now are we ready to go into our segment that we did with Michael Purcell from Global Cash Card on our announcements for the Lost finale party?
Yes.
Where we have a lot of stuff to say, but most importantly, we have our first confirmed actor guest for our special Lost panel. So let's get into that right now. All right, everybody, now it is Lost party time. We have
are you already having the party, Jay?
Yeah, I'm having a party over here, let me tell you. We have a special guest with us, Mr. Michael Purcell from Global Cash Card. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to finally be on the podcast with you.
For those of you who met us in Hawaii, you probably remember Michael. He was the one passing around the tequila and Mai Tais.
Yes.
Definitely. And we'll be doing the same thing May 23rd.
Cool.
A slight variation on a Mai Tai, I would say.
Yeah, well, the end result is still the same, I'm hoping.
Well, we have some announcements about our gigantic Lost finale party with Global Cash Card. And so, Michael, what do we want to start off with today on what we're announcing officially for this party?
Well, I mean, for the party, gosh, I mean, we have a lot of things going on. We've got a tequila representative who's sponsoring the party.
What?
Jay, I think, yes.
Jay might not make it to the final.
It's already over. So we have a tequila sponsor. What's the name of the tequila company?
Tequila Revolutionary.
Really?
Which?
Are you sure it's not Tequila Revolution?
Is it Revolution?
It's Revolution.
Revolution.
Because you know tequila's French.
Right. Yeah. <it's...
laughs> One of you's got to be right. One's wrong.
As long as it's tequila, it could be perfect. French, Spanish, Mexican. And
I hear they're going to be making a custom drink for us. Is this true?
Yes, they are. I think they're in the lab right now as we speak trying to make it up. I think you've given certain things to put together.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. So there will be a custom adult beverage for this party specifically, and that's sponsored by Tequila Revolution.
I don't want to be passed up by 11 o'clock.
It might happen. It's the only way we'll be able to handle it.
We got to be there at like 2:30 in the afternoon, so we may be passed out before anything gets started.
It's the only way we're going to get. It's the only way we're going to get you on stage there, Jack.
No, I'm good.
So we have an official tequila sponsor, which is fun. Remember, this is for 21 years old and over only. None of the people that are younger,
if you're not of age yet. If you don't quite make it, too bad.
We're talking to you, Michael. We know you're underage.
Well, hopefully, thank God, my nephews who are coming are finally of age, so they'll be able to drink and have a great time.
They'll be Fresca.
It's Cliff I'm worried about.
That's true. You got to watch out for Cliff.
They'll be Fresca for everybody else.
This is something I saw on Twitter today, on your guys' Twitter page at twitter.com/lostcontest.
Yeah, I see a lot of information on
there. Was there 10 more tickets? Did you find 10 more tickets for this party?
I actually did. Thanks for bringing that up. What I did was, as I'm going through all the tickets and the people that we're kind of inviting to this, and the Global Cash Card people and family and friends, I found 10 tickets. And what we'd like to do is we're kind of holding a small little contest on the side, because I know through Colleen and the works that she's been doing, there's a lot of people that weren't able to get tickets because they got snatched up so quickly. So if you go to the website, theglobalcashcard.com/lost, you can read all about how you can possibly get a ticket to this event, what I think will be the largest lost party ever done.
Yeah, and it's if you don't, it's go on globalcashcard.com/lost, and there's a sticky note there. I'm looking at it right now. It says 10 more tickets found. Click on that, and it'll give you all the information you need to know, right? Is that correct? So go to globalcashcard.com/lost. There's a sticky note there saying 10 more tickets found. That's where you find the details.
Go there.
So if you missed out on the tickets, that's where you need to go.
Go there.
Don't go to Jack and I, because we didn't find the tickets.
We didn't find the tickets, and we have no say. Listen carefully. We have no say on who wins the 10 tickets.
Unless you give Jack and I a couple iPads, we might be able to...
That might work.
A couple arms.
But other than that, don't send us an email. Don't Twitter us. It's not us. It's Michael at Global Cash Card.
I definitely will say that the panel will be us here at Global Cash Card. So emailing Jay and Jack or texting them or going on Twitter or anything like that is not going to help your cause. What will help your cause is to go onto the website, read what to do, and let us know, and we'll get under the bus, because we are deciding on who those 10 finalists are. Unlike the videos, where you guys have a say in who the top 10 will be, and then obviously the fans and the public, they just do not have any rights to my 10.
None.
Well, speaking of those videos, I'm almost finished watching all the videos tonight, and we will be sending back those videos to you tomorrow. So when will these videos be up for people to vote on the top final 10 lost video contest? How will it end? Videos on globalcashcard.com/lost.
Yeah, we will have the videos up next Friday. So when you give them to us, it'll take us a couple of days to kind of get them on there. What we'll do is we'll put on the website. So next Friday, which if memory is serving me correctly, we're looking at next Friday is, what's that date?
Next Friday is April 30th.
July 30th.
April 30th. We will have those up on YouTube for everyone to start voting. And what we'll do is, Jay and Jack, you guys can maybe on your Thursday night remind everyone that they're up there. But we will not delay this any longer. That'll give us a couple of weeks for the fans to pick the top 10 for, although the top 10 people do get a four-toed statue.
Yes.
Which is who we vote. Me, Jay, Jack, and some of the Global Cash Card people vote who gets to be in the top 10, which those people automatically win a four-toed statue. But I think what everybody really wants to win is the Dharma bus.
Oh, yes, and the people that are refurbishing and restoring the Dharma bus to its 1977 glory before the island sunk is All Quality Collision, right? And Restoration?
Yes, it is. Restoration. And I got to tell you, I saw this thing up last week, and it's coming. It looks so good. It's really going to be tough for me to give these keys up.
And last but not least, what we're ready to announce today is our first confirmed actor from the show that is going to be on our special Lost panel. That is going to go on before, it's going to be part of the evening's festivities on the party. And Jack, you know who this is, right?
Yeah, it's Henry Gale.
Henry Gale, I thought it was Benjamin Linus.
Well, actually, you're both kind of right. You're kind of thinking in a sideways type of thing, but I'm going to let you know it's Michael Emerson.
Wow. No way, really? That's awesome. So Michael Emerson... two-time Emmy Award-winning Michael Emerson is our first confirmed guest at our Lost Finale Party, Global Cash Card, Jay and Jack's Lost Finale Party.
Wow.
In L.A. at the Orpheum, May 23rd.
I'd have to say that, you know, this is the one guy. I mean, if we can get one person to be from this show, I'm extremely excited. Even though we met him in Hawaii, and
yes,
he was just a delight to have.
He put up with us drunks.
Right. Yeah, I was going to put up the picture that we have that we took with him. Would you follow up these people and come to their party?
No. Oh, man.
Gracious enough to come by and hang out, and Jay is going to be come up on stage and do kind of a Q&A.
Yep. Yep. If you've been to a Comic-Con last panel with the actors, think something along those lines. That's what it's going
right.
to be.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get him to, you know, sign some autographs, and people will be able to really ask their, what I think, everyone's favorite actor of the show, some of their questions that they have for him.
Well, actually, my favorite actor is the guy who plays Phil, so, I mean, I'm a little disappointed you couldn't get him, Michael. I'm a little disappointed, but, you know, what can you do?
He's on Mad Men, too.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's awesome news. Our first confirmed guest is Michael Emerson. We have a lot of other guests as well that we are working on. Some we're not ready to say yet, but that's the first one that we're going to announce. Michael, thank you so much for stopping by to give us some of these updates. Look for updates coming just about every week because we got schedules coming up, lost party packs, a lot of stuff we still got to unveil for the last finale party with Global Cash Card and Jay and Jack.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys having me on the show. It's a dream. I've been listening to you guys for, 3 years now? And I just, it really is, a big deal for me to kind of be on the show, talk with you guys. You guys have been a big help during this whole thing. And, yeah, if I could just say one thing to the fans, go on to the website, follow the Twitter pages, listen to the Jay and Jack show, because we're going to have a lot of big announcements as each week to week kind of comes about with this party, because this will be the biggest Lost party ever. And it's going to be just a blast. And for your fans to meet you guys, I mean, it's really going to be a lot of fun and a lot of tequila.
All right, Michael, well, we will see you soon. And, talk to you guys later.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
If you'd like to call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments,
and or theories.
Also, you can send us an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
So that's
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jayandjack. Also, check out our website at jayandjack.com. And we have some special news about that coming up soon, Lee, I should say.
Just remember, all the stuff we talked about during the party, globalcashcard.com/lost. Jay and I are not involved in it.
As far as the 10
tickets, we're not going to... Do us a favor, Google Global Cash Card, and you'll find the link.
Or just globalcashcard.com/lost.
It's right.
Pretty easy. All right, guys, we'll see you next Tuesday with our special podcast with Chris White from the Official Lost Podcast, and then we will see you on Thursday with our interview segment that we did with Jorge Garcia at the 30-hour podcast for Autism Speaks.
Cool beans.
All right, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.